तत्रार्पितानि मे तस्मरणेन काल। एतादृशी तव कृपा भगवन् ममापि दुर्दैवम् ईदृशम् इहा जनुनानुरागः। What is the meaning? Oh, quickly. I don't want to waste time. Oh, quickly.
Here in the second sloka of Sri Shikshastakam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Nam Nam Akhari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktish. Oh Krishna, what is the nature of your name? You have so many names, and in your names you have invested your Shakti, your powers. That means
your whole power, Sarva Shakti.
As Krishna is so powerful to create millions of universes, all that power and more power is in the name. Not only his strength, his fame, his beauty, his knowledge, renunciation,
all kinds of rasa,
his sweetness, his full mercy and compassion, every kind of potency Krishna has invested into his many, many names. And also these names are of different types.
In the Ram name, he has invested the name, the power of Ram. In Narayan name, the power of Narayan. In Nishinga name, the power of Nishingadev. And in Krishna, all things he has invested. And
then Mahaprabhu saying, Tatrapita niyamatas maraneina kalaha. In regard to chanting Diksha Mantra, then there are some rules and regulations which must be observed. One will have to take bath, put on tilak, face the correct direction, do achaman, all of these things. But, and also one will have to chant at the correct time, in the Brahma Muhurta, or in Sandhya time, at noon time, like this. But Mahaprabhu is saying, these rules and regulations apply to the chanting of Diksha Mantras. But in regard to chanting Krishna Nam Mantra, there are no rules and regulations in regard to time. One can chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at any time, while walking, while singing, dancing, even while passing stool, any time of the day and night, clean or unclean, one can chant this name. So Krishna is very kind. Etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi. Oh Bhagavan, you are so kind that you allow us to approach you very easily through the chanting of your names. But I am lamenting very bitterly. Durdaivam idrisham iha janunanuraga. By the association of pure sadhus, I have come to realize that I am a great offender. I have no good impressions and sukriti or anything. I am very unqualified. And because of this, I am committing many, many offenses to the name. I want to chant, but Durdaivam idrisha miha janinanuraga. Durdaivam, due to my misfortune, nanuraga, I don't have any anurag. That means any eagerness and enthusiasm for this process of chanting your names. So in this verse, Mahaprabhu is expressing the mood of the devotee who, due to good association and his anartas are clearing, now he is lamenting very bitterly the absence of taste for chanting Krishna's names, which are so wonderful, beautiful, and so powerful.
So, at the time of chanting, do you follow this? Some lamentation coming, weeping bitterly that I am so much fallen?